Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 3121, the best fitness challenge you could ever take. Focus on what you can do by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back to the show where I read an article to you every day. But on Sundays, I share an episode from another podcast in the Optimal Living Daily Network. And today's comes from my brother's show, Optimal Health Daily. By the way, he answers listener questions on Fridays. And if you send a relevant one in, you'll get a copy of our Optimal Living Daily workbook for free. And digital if you're outside of the US, physical hard copy shipped to you if you're in the US. You can send a health-related question to health@oldpodcast.com and then listen to the show on Fridays. Again, that's Optimal Health Daily. It is every day, not just Fridays, by the way. But with that, let's get right to the bonus episode as we optimize your life.
The best fitness challenge you could ever take. Focus on what you can do by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. Today, I present you with a challenge. It's a challenge I think everyone should accept, and I'm taking it too. Generally, I encourage my clients and you to focus and strive to achieve the look they want and not be obsessed with how much they weigh or any other number. This is an unfortunate trap many people, especially women, get stuck in for extended periods of time. Heck, I battled that for years myself, and it's a life-sucking situation. The scale is not the best indicator of your success, or sometimes the perceived lack thereof, as explained in a previous post titled, Stop Weighing on the Scale. However, in the challenge presented to you today, you're going to take this a step further in an even more positive and motivating direction. The challenge, focus on what your body can do and nothing else. Yes, it is really that simple. I think some elaboration on my part is in order to help you be super successful with this challenge. I don't want to leave the challenge at focus on what you can do without giving you some examples. Take this challenge for a minimum of 30 days, but the duration of a solid program would be even better, like for 60 or more days. How to tackle this challenge? Your challenge is to focus solely on what you can do and nothing else. Here are a few ideas to help you succeed. You can apply these tips to your current workouts. Focus on your performance. No matter what exercise or exercises you're doing, focus on your performance. Can you perform an extra rep this time? Can you add a little more weight to the bar? Can you improve your technique? Try to improve each and every week in some way. Remember, this doesn't mean you have to constantly add more weight to the bar. You can strive to perfect your technique or decrease rest periods. During your workouts, take the time to appreciate what you're doing. Acknowledge how far you've come. Be excited that you're getting closer to your goals. Be proud of your unique physical abilities. Set a goal to perform new or more challenging exercises. Maybe you want to learn some new exercises like the power lifts or strongman exercises. Or maybe you want to work out at home and have nothing but dumbbells. Perhaps you want to perform more advanced bodyweight exercises. Set a goal that gets you excited and go for it. I did this recently in my workouts and made it a goal to perform handstand push-ups. It was a fun and very rewarding challenge. Quick reminders and tips. Remember, this challenge is all about focusing on what you can do. I don't care if you're a beginner or if you're battling an injury. Even if you're only capable of doing elevated push-ups and bodyweight squats, it doesn't matter. You're able to do something, so be proud of it. Maybe you're nursing an injury and you can't perform the workouts or use the same weights you're accustomed to. I understand this can be a hit to your ego because I've battled several injuries myself, but don't dwell on it. Focus on what you can do and set new challenges that get you excited. For the duration of this challenge, focus on what you can do and nothing else. Not how you look or how many calories you're burning. Definitely do not get on the scale. Never at any point think, I wish I could do X exercise or anything similar. No matter where you are right now with your experience level, physical strength, or physique, focus on what you can do each and every workout. Great challenge expectations. This is a challenge I regularly take myself when my focus shifts in a negative direction. I've been in ruts where I focused too much on how I looked or even my weight. In the end, I was drained from being driven by what became negative motivators, and I would dread my workouts. I anticipate you'll discover some wonderful, positive things about yourself with this challenge. More often than not, people develop a greater sense of self-confidence and start to enjoy their workouts more than ever before. And many even discover they start liking their physique much more. By focusing on their performance, improved body composition just becomes a wonderful side effect. This truly is a win-win opportunity. Take the challenge. I can almost guarantee you won't regret it. You just listened to the post titled, The Best Fitness Challenge You Could Ever Take. Focus on what you can do, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com.
Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I still remember back when I used to train beginner clients, folks that hadn't ever followed any structured physical activity routine, they would often be fearful of trying any new exercise. They would be afraid to try performing a push-up or a chin-up or pull-up, even with assistance or modifications. I would tell them that these were the same fears I had when I first started out. But in order to get over these fears, I had to come to terms with, as Nia said, what I could do, even if it was simply acknowledging that I was able to get myself ready to work out that day. That was a win. I mean, think of all the steps that it takes just to show up to a workout. You have to find some precious time during the day to get in the workout, then change into your exercise clothes, mentally prepare for the challenge, fight the urge to want to crawl back into bed or lie back down on the couch, and then actually start to move your body. These steps are not easy. So if you were able to make it this far, you've already achieved one major goal. You showed up. This means you are absolutely capable of achieving the next one, whether it's performing just one push-up or one pull-up. And remember, this is coming from a guy that couldn't lift more than 65 pounds during his first bench press and certainly couldn't do a single pull-up. But when I started to focus on trying to improve just by one repetition, or adding just 1 pound to each repetition, just as Nia mentioned, I've turned both of these exercises into some of my strongest exercises. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.